and high, up and high, heaven high.
Alright, we are live. If everybody took a break and we all just get wasted. Smoked out. Choked out. Welcome. Ooh, I just took a big hit of a ball there. Welcome back to I'm 2F and High. I'm your high host, James Mastriani, and super excited to have you guys back. Listening to the podcast, watching the live stream. We do this every single week, every Friday at 6 p.m. We do a live stream and then we release the episode as a podcast on Tuesday. So check that out. We've got a great show tonight that I'm super excited about. I'm really hyped. We've got a great show coming up next week. Next Friday, 6 p.m., comedians Greg Gallant and Broti Gupta are going to join us and get high and do some comedic challenges. So hope you'll tune in. Check that out. I'm 2fandhigh.com. I'm 2fandhigh on Instagram and Twitter, all that good stuff. Really quick, I just want to say, well, first let me and my co-host here, DJ Blue Dream.
Hold up. Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day.
There he is.
What's up, James? What's up to our viewers? Kevy, we got some of our regulars in the house. Welcome, guys. Welcome.
So what I was going to say, DJ Blue Dream, I wanted to share something today that is pretty dope, which is my old state where I'm from, Pennsylvania. The governor came out this week and said he wants to legalize cannabis for recreational use completely and use the taxes from it to help pay for the COVID medical bills and stuff. I'm not sure exactly, or maybe it's preparation. I don't know how the money will be allocated, but this is a cannabis show. I would be remiss if I didn't bring that up because it's my old state. So I'm very proud of Pennsylvania. Go legalize it.
Yeah, that feels so smart. Why doesn't every state do that? They need money right now for COVID shit. So,
and we're all locked in our homes, like getting high anyway, right? So yeah. Might as well, kind of like tax it and give it back to COVID.
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good on you, Pennsylvania. I don't even think I said what this show is, did I?
No, not yet.
I should have said that. Because we've got a great one tonight and I'm really excited about it. Two really, really great comedians. Because this is the show where we get comedians high and have them do comedic challenges to prove that cannabis makes everything funnier. And we've got two great ones tonight. And we're going to do, some fun comedic challenges. We've got some fun trivia. Of course, we'll have some nice discourse, some chats. So it's going to be a really fun show. Are you eating, DJ Blue Jam? What are you eating, man? Are you really high and you're vegging out? You're snacking out?
I just shoved so much of a sub of a sandwich right into my mouth.
Okay. Nice.
But being in charge of tech means I could switch the camera over to just you. So they didn't see that until now.
Oh really? That's funny. Enjoy it. Is it good? Does it have Italian dressing on it? Because I like subs with Italian dressing on them.
Actually, it does. It's a godmother.
Oh man, it's my favorite sandwich. Those are the
so
best.
Good.
From Bay unreal. Cities.
From Bay Cities, yeah.
Oh man, unreal.
Yeah.
Good call. Good call. I love it.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm dog sitting, so you might hear an occasional bark because Kinley's listening. Just a sec. I want to go.
Oh, good. I'll introduce our guests. I'll bring them out. Super excited to have both of these guys on the show. For one of them, it's their first time. The other one's been on many times. Please welcome back to the show and to the show for the first time, Carl Tart and Chinadu Naka.
Excuse me while I light my spirit. Oh God, I got to take a lift. From reality, I just can't dream. That's why I'm staying with this room. Take it easy.
I like it.
That's a jam, man.
That is a jam. What's up, dudes? How's it going?
Chilling, you know?
Having a fucking day.
Having a fucking day, man. Yes, you was doing what out here.
Welcome, Chinadu. It's your first time here, and so always ask, what's your current relationship to cannabis? Where are you at with cannabis in your life?
Well, you know, I was born in L.A., you feel me? I live in L.A. It's very legal out here, and we'll leave it at that. We leave it at that, you know what I'm saying?
Smoke weed every day.
Just though it's very legal out here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a believer in, first of all, the legalization of weed. I think that's very important. Yeah. And you know, I partake, you know what I'm saying? It's cheaper than a therapist, and it helps me sleep a little bit, you feel me? And it's healthier than alcohol too, man. It helps you sleep.
Oh yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
How high are you right now?
It's
like on a scale of 1 to 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm probably around a 4.78. But I'm out here rising. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't smoke. If you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah.
Took a little.
Yeah.
Took a little gummy bear.
For you. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I didn't have.
Okay, so we're gonna see an edible probably kick in. I like that.
It's possible.
If you feel it, man, let us know. Let us know. Update us on your state of mind, on where you're at.
Carl's not gonna feel shit because he's a softy. Go ahead, Carl. Tell about it.
How about you, Carl? Where are you at in your relationship with cannabis these days?
Brother, I do not partake in the devil's salad.
It's not a devil plant, man.
I do not partake in Satan's vegetables, Brother James. Brother James, Brother Drew, Brother Chinadu. So what I decided to do to be true to the show here was I have a lot of body aches and pains due to years of wear and tear from sports and things like that. So I use this here, this CBD tincture.
Oh, yeah.
And I put some on my knees and on my back. And I got a golf injury right now, right up under my rib right here. So I put
golf injury? I didn't know golfers get injured, bro.
Oh, hell yeah, man. It's still a sport. And then I rubbed some under my nose so I can smell it the whole time.
Golf is a 3D board game.
Okay.
So.
I like this.
We're still in the game.
I hope by the end of this, somehow Carl's higher than all of us.
Well, his knees will be.
Yeah, those knees are gonna be nice and loose.
In the pool.
Yeah.
I had to feed your knees with snacks later. Sick of your shit, bro.
This is great, guys. I'm so excited that you guys are here. Before we get to this first thing here, though, DJ Blue Dream, do you want to lead us in a little bit of a moment of prayer to the cannabis gods?
Indeed. Now that our lovely guests are here, if you're in the audience watching, if our guests want to do it, you're welcome to. If you're home, wherever you are, grab your, your joint, your bong, your lighter, your CBD tincture bomb, and let's all have the simultaneous hit.
Ooh. and get the lint out of your beard.
Hey, brother, we live, man.
I like that. You know what I'm saying? I like that. Yeah.
Usually my budget come with makeup, but yeah.
Excited to have both of you guys on, because one thing I know about both of you guys, and you know, we've actually had Carl on in the past and have done some basketball based stuff before, because Carl's a big basketball fan. I'm a big basketball fan. But I know that you guys are, Chinadu, you're a Lakers fan. Carl, you're a Clippers fan. So we thought it'd be fun while, you know, while we're high and our knees are also feeling very loose. As we go through the show, like some different Clippers Lakers types of trivia here.
Oh, I'm ready, bro. See, Carl. Yeah. Carl only has Clippers only have 1 year of trivia. So
trivia in 10 years.
And this year is pretty exciting for both teams too, because they're the top two seeds in the West, and it looks like, you know, they could potentially play each other. Could be a big year for LA basketball.
Oh yeah, man, it's super exciting. You know, my Lakers is going for their 18th championship, and then 16. The LA Clippers. 16. Well, how many is it, Carl?
16. Y'all going for the 16th?
Oh, that's how many for the Clippers?
I'm more than the Celtics.
How many for the Clippers?
We don't have any yet, man. We building over here. We building.
Oh yeah, yeah. I forgot. They're a new team. They only been established for the past 5 years. So
yeah.
Shout out to the Clippers, young of the game. You know what I'm saying?
I count the last 5 years as a brand new team. Absolutely, got a new owner. Got owner that actually cares about the team. Okay. I count that. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, it's gonna be well. Good luck to you.
That's interesting you said that, because actually that brings us to our first question. This is for 2 points, okay?
Wait, are we being asked one at a time, James, or is it just a free-for-all?
Say that again.
Am I being asked one at a time, or so I could just jump in and answer the question?
That's a good question, man. For this question here, I'll have you go first.
Okay.
Because it's going to be the same question for both teams. And it's worth 2 points. Okay. All right. So both the Lakers and the Clippers moved to LA from a previous city. What city did they move from for 1 point? And for a second point, what year did they move to Los Angeles? Chinadu, we'll start with you.
They didn't both move from the same city, though.
Right? They did not. No.
You didn't say that.
Oh, I thought I'm a little, okay. So, do I have to pick one? Do you want me to tell you both where they moved from?
No, you're gonna do the Lakers, because you're a Lakers.
Okay, got you. I'm with you now. All right, they moved from Minneapolis.
Okay, that is correct. That is 1 point. And for a second point, what year did they move?
The year was 1975.
That is incorrect.
I thought if I say with confidence, it might be right. Well, what was it?
The correct answer is 1960.
I was hoping you wouldn't have said that. I was gonna say that.
Okay. Sure. Well, Carl, you have internet. Let me see both hands.
1 point. Carl.
Yeah.
Los Angeles Clippers moved from what city and in what year?
All right, so that's a two-parter for me. So I should get more points. In 1978, they moved from Buffalo, where they changed their name from the Buffalo Braves to the San Diego Clippers. And they stayed in San Diego as the Clippers from 1978 to 1984. Mm. They moved to Los Angeles and became the Los Angeles Clippers.
That is correct. Wow. Damn. That is impressive.
Like I said, the Clippers history is only about a book long. So it's easy to memorize. But congrats.
I read the book. And you can ask me. Feel free, if you got more questions that he gets wrong about the Lakers, I know those answers too.
Yeah, because when and usually ours continue, so you start watching. But anyway, let's hear
that. That's throughout the show, we're gonna keep coming back to this throughout the show. But I do have another one here for you guys. Before we get to our first hypothetical situation here, we're gonna see whoever gets closer to the correct answer wins this round. All right. Okay. What is the all-time record when the Lakers and Clippers play each other?
all-time record since the beginning of the beef. Okay.
Yep.
Whoever gets closest.
Whoever gets closest.
Do we get it as a two-parter? Do we know? I know who's winning it. I know who's winning the rivalry.
Okay. Right.
All right. So the Lakers are definitely winning the rivalry. And the all-time record is, I'm going to go with 112 to 27.
Okay. Carl.
It's definitely closer than that. Not by much.
Let me see both hands, Carl. So your right hand is doing something weird.
You're playing with Allen wrenches.
But those Allen wrenches so much aren't coming to the answer, are they?
Allen wrenches. Huh? What you say? Okay. What was it? What year are we starting in? Are we starting in 1978 when it was the San Diego Clippers?
No, extra information.
No, I have to have that.
It's from 1984. It's while they both been in LA.
From 1984 on, let me see, that's 35 seasons.
Can I guess again? I didn't get that information.
36 seasons.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to say Lakers, because we won like the past like 30.
So yeah, like, you guys been on the streak for sure.
So I'm going to say, besides like a couple losses here and there, I'm going to say Lakers 117, Clippers 86.
Okay, I want to go again.
Wait, no, 76. Right? 76.
Okay. What was the year they started?
84.
Okay, I want to go again. I want to go with the Lakers are at 142, and the Clippers, they've been beating our ass for like the last 6-7 years. 69.
Okay, great. So the correct answer is, and actually, Chinadu, you would have won if you would have stuck with your original. The answer is the Lakers have 104 and the Clippers have 54.
Yeah, what's the original answer?
Your original answer was 112 to, I think, 27.
Yeah.
So close. But Carl Tart takes both in that round. Wow.
They have a short history, man. So you're going to be pretty good in this contest. Well, congrats, Carl. No hate. You're doing your thing.
Oh, man.
There'll be a chance to get those points back. We'll return to this between every segment off the comedic challenges. So we got a chance. It's 1-3 right now.
There we go.
Hey, stoners, for more information about past shows that we've done, future shows we're going to do, check out imtooeffinghigh.com.
For this next part, you guys are actually going to be working together. So let's jump into this first segment of comedic challenges here. This is called the hypothetical situation. The hypothetical situation is basically you guys are high and I'm going to give you guys a hypothetical situation. You're going to act that out together.
All right.
DJ Blue Dream and I will turn our cameras off while you guys do your thing here. So first of all, the theme of this hypothetical situation is bubble, because we have the NBA playoffs back. We do have the bubble. So we've decided to use that as the theme.
Bubble gum.
Yeah, there you go. And so for this first situation, you guys are doing a TED talk together.
Okay.
All right. And the name of this TED talk is called Making the Bubble You Live In Even Smaller.
I love that.
Makes sense?
Yes.
Awesome.
I'm ready to go.
And DJ Blue Dream will give you some intro music here. I'm going to disappear. Here we go.
Carl, you want me to take the first five? Wait, how long is this competition, James? A minute? That tells me long as
we'll go for a couple of minutes here.
Okay. Making the bubble you live in even smaller?
That's right. Yeah, you got this is the name of your TED Talk.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. My name is Dr. Dimitri.
Intro music. All right, go ahead, Carl.
I am Dr. Dimitri Spreadwell, and welcome to EdX.
Hi, and I am also Dijon Ketchup, and this is our TED Talk on how we are going to teach you how to make the bubble that you live in, that we all live in, even smaller. Carl, please. What was your name again, sir? Sorry, I just mentioned the lobby.
Dr. Demetrius Treadwell, sir.
That's right. I'm sorry, Demetrius. Go ahead, Demetrius. Please, lead us off, and then I'll jump in.
Now, there have been a lot of times where you may ask yourself, I got too many friends.
Yes.
Some of these people are my enemies. Some of these people are bad for my life. Some of these people are toxic. Some of these people bring me down. And it's not good to bring me down, because it's hard to get up when you get brought down. Is that right, Dijon Ketchup?
100%. And a lot of guys are probably thinking, well, how can you bring you down if you are a bubble? I'm not a bubble. I'm in a bubble. And so what we're trying to touch on today is how to cut people off aggressively. Please, Demetrius, take us further.
Aggressively, and let's break that word down. A.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A, first letter of the alphabet. First move you always want to make.
100%.
Aggressive. Let's break that word down. Gress.
Yes.
Aggress, regress. Aggressive. First move forward.
Right. Sieve. Right. Now.
Let's break that down. Sieve is a knife. Sieve is a knife. Aggressive, meaning move forward with the stabbing motion into your friends that you want to cut out of your life. Because you literally have to cut them out of your life.
Yes. And what about the Lee? What about the Lee, Brother Demetrius? See, the Brother Lee, means usually is the Beverly's, the Ashley's, the Demetri Lee's that are causing your bubble to burst. And so what we're talking about here is about forgetting about being nice about it. And just pull the chair out from under. Now, it's just not about people, Brother Demetrius. It's also about, please, just speak more on the bubble guts, the part about the bubble guts.
The bubble guts. Let's break that down.
Yes, please.
G. G. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
How many letters?
Seventh letter of the alphabet. Seven, the all-knowing number, the number of completion, the number you. That's you. So you are completed with the G. T. Time.
Yes.
Time.
Yes.
S.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple times. S. Times.
Now, I know a lot of you guys don't want to hear this, but if you can reduce the bubble guts in your life, then we have to talk about veganism. I'm sorry. We just have to talk about it. You know, because when you eat things that also, for lack of better words, shit and fart, then they're going to cause you to shit and fart. What, Brother Demetrius?
Let's break that down. Shit. Yes.
Oh, that's great. That's that's TED Talk. Oh, man. Before we get to this next one, all right, how are you guys doing? How are we feeling so far?
Man, good? My knee is fucked up. You feel me?
I love it. So, Carl, this is for the Clippers.
Okay.
This is for the Lakers for you, right?
And if he gets it wrong, don't tip him off because I may know it. And I want those.
Okay.
Yeah, he has the internet in front of him.
Carl, we'll start with you.
All right. You can see in my glasses.
Name as many Clippers players as you can from the 2015 season.
Okay. 2015. Let's go CP3, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, Austin Rivers. 2015. Austin Rivers was Wesley Johnson on that. Wesley Johnson.
Garbage Johnson. Remember Garbage
Correct.
Miller?
Trent. This is my time. you got
Six.
Jamal Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with
Hold on. I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Really?
Yes, obviously.
Crawford was not on that team.
So do I have to stop now?
Yes.
Wait, I'm sorry. You're correct. He was on that team.
Damn. That boy good.
So you're at seven. You're at seven.
Let's go with, this is where I get a little lost.
Sean Rooks.
Sam Decker. Was Sam Decker on that team?
Hold on. No, Sam Decker.
Oh, JJ Redick
on that team.
JJ Redick.
JJ Redick was, but you added it.
Too easy. You're picking their only good team.
All right.
Same question for you. Gonna do.
Should have been Chris.
Name as many Lakers from the 2015 season as you can.
Hands up.
2015. What year is this? 2020?
2020. Okay. So 5 years ago.
No Allen keys around you are allowed.
We good. 2015. All right. The year is 2020. Damn, the thing is getting me a little bit right now. Okay. 2015. All right. So D'Angelo Russell, I just want to rule. I need to get closer to the year. No, right? Okay, cool. I'm sorry. Hold on. Huh?
You said what? That's correct.
Suck it, Carl. Damn it. Let me answer, man. I know what I'm talking about. Okay, D'Angelo
Russell is correct. Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Kobe Bryant. We had on that team Julius Randle.
Three.
Brandon Ingram. Correct. No? Brandon Ingram?
That is incorrect.
No, I'm joking. That's for you, Jace. Hold on. D'Angelo Russell, Julius Randle, Kobe Bryant, Robert Sacre. We had on that squad. Who else was pretty? We had
cheat, James. He stopped at four.
What? Brook Lopez? Jordan Hill
was not on that team.
Damn, Jordan Hill was. Was he? Jordan Hill was, no.
Jordan Hill was, yeah.
Yes, Jordan Hill was on that team.
He don't count. He already
I know.
You making up the rules, Carl. He didn't say nothing about.
I had to stop. I had to stop when I said Sam Decker.
He made the whole damn roster, man. There was no one else.
I had to stop.
Who was else on that? That team was bad, man.
Let's see. Carl did win that one, but there's a huge player that you're missing from that team. Carl. Yeah, okay. Carl, can you remember? And he's still a current huge player right now.
On our team?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
On the Clippers.
A huge player on the Clippers.
From 2015?
Yep.
Oh, from the Clippers team? Blake Griffin. DeAndre Jordan, you mean?
No, then he's not on our team anymore.
No.
Are you talking about Lou Williams? I thought he was on the Lakers that year.
No, he wasn't.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I thought he joined
our team, you mean?
Yeah, Lou Williams was on the 2015 Lakers team.
Yeah, he was on the Lakers.
Oh, that's me at Clippers, my bad. Yeah, wasn't Brandon Bass on that team?
Yeah, Brandon.
He was, yeah.
Lou Alden.
I remember Brandon. Brandon was good. Lou Alden was on that team? No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
We had that.
He wasn't.
Ryan Kelly.
Carlos Boozer was, and yeah, Kelly was as well.
Kelly can shoot a little bit. Carlos Boozer with that pick and roll from him.
Jeremy Lin and Steve Nash.
That was the year Steve Nash grabbed us. That's right. That was his last year. Not Dwight Howard.
And Roy Hibbert. Roy Hibbert was on that team.
Oh, man. Roy is, not a fan. Shout out to Roy Hibbert.
Oh. Shout out to Roy Hibbert.
You see how that's not I got one of the worst Laker teams in here. I'm trying to forget that year. I'm in therapy trying to forget that year. You are. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, Carr gets his best team, the Clippers in Clippers history, out of three.
Well, that's true. There'll be opportunities. There's going to be more opportunities here.
Yeah, before that team, they should throw parades for Darius Miles. I remember those days. Darius Miles would be anywhere free.
Darius Miles says,
let's get on with the show. I'm not engaged.
I'm losing, so I'm just
going. So we're going to go back to the hypothetical situation. Bubble is the theme. And you guys are here together to promote your business, Bubble Trouble. And the business is where people pay you to come give a toast. And you guys claim that you can give a toast to anybody or anything, that you're master toasters. Make sense?
Yes.
Awesome.
Bubble Trouble.
Great. Mm-hmm. Bubble Trouble.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Raymond Tallywhack, and this is my partner.
Hi, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Ray. My name is Contavious Schistemeister, and we are here from, we're actually Negroes from Germany, and tell them what we brought to the States.
We have a business for you. We have a business called Bubble Trouble. I bet you're wondering what Bubble Trouble is. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Bubble Trouble is a toasting business. Have you ever been at an event and someone gets up and holds their glass up, but they don't have anything to say? Well, we'll make sure that never happens again.
And sometimes it's not even the guy who volunteers. Sometimes you're put on the spot, right? You just mind your business, enjoying your little ship cocktail, and now out of nowhere, hey, Jake, you have any words? Bubble Trouble, you know, right?
All that Bubble Trouble. You don't want Jake embarrassing your whole crew. Go ahead, Contavious, give me a scenario.
Right. So let's say you're at, I don't know, some kind of family gathering for your in-laws, right? And you find out, you know, your in-laws' mother she's celebrating her 70th birthday. You never knew this motherfucker's birthday was on Thanksgiving, right? So you're there, and they're like, hey, Jake, you want to say a few words? And you're like, you're lit. They don't know you took something in the car. And so that's when you press the Bubble Trouble button and tell them what happens, whatever your name is.
At that moment. Raymond Tallywhack.
That's right. I'm sorry.
At that moment, right. I'll pop out of your phone as a hologram. And mm-hmm. I'll stand up and I'll say, today's a special occasion.
Yes.
Not only are we stuffing ourselves with turkey, mac and cheese, green beans, potatoes, red beans and rice, ham on certain occasions, dressing with cranberry sauce.
Yes.
Sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie, pecan pie.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. I'm confused. What's your name again?
Raymond Tallywhack.
That's right, Raymond. But I'm confused, Raymond. If I just press the button and you're a hologram, can't they tell that you're not me?
Exactly.
Oh, exactly. They can tell I'm not you. Because you know why? I'm not supposed to be.
Exactly. When
you press the button, you have different settings. You can have me come up and I could just be a surprise, or you could press a setting where you can choose to make me the skin color as you also upload your face. So you could pretend like this is a pre-planned speech. Tell them more. One more time. What was your name?
Raymond Tallywhack.
That's right. Raymond. Sorry. Just met in the lobby.
Where was I? Ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate ice cream. Vanilla ice cream.
Yes.
Butter pecan ice cream. Mm. Any ice cream you want. And also, your grandmama's turning 70. Kudos. Everybody raise your glass.
Cheers.
Raise your glass. I propose a toast.
Now, all we're asking.
Garlic toast.
Yes.
I propose.
Yes.
What'd you say?
Well, I was just telling them all we're proposing for any kind of here today to you, Shark Tank, is for $100,000 for 100% stake in a company. Isn't that right?
Yes, you would prefer to be screwed. $100,000 for 100% stake. So as soon as you give us that $100,000, we're out.
It's yours.
So you're just giving us the entire company and the idea up front for $100,000. You're selling the company.
We're going to split that $50,000 and live for about another 3-4 months. We live in Los Angeles now.
Is that your van in the parking lot that's been running this entire time?
Yeah, we can't turn it off because we lost the keys.
Very true. It's one of those push vans. Very updated. 2020 preview.
I loved it. You know, I think I might be obviously I own a lot of sports franchises. I'm Mark Cuban. I own a lot of tech businesses. So this will be something new for me. I think my favorite part was I liked that a lot of the toasts were about the other food items being served at the venue or the event. I think that's a nice way to get into a toast. I'd like to change the offer to, let's say, $800 for 100% of the stake.
Can I take a moment to talk to my?
Yeah. Go ahead.
What do you think?
I say we go for it.
I don't know if we can afford. Our van can't turn off. And we can't afford.
That's true.
Hey, Barbara Corcoran.
Let's ask them for maybe.
I'm down here.
Oh yeah. They seem to be discussing the idea. And,
how about 120% stake in a company? We go for $2,000.
120% stake. So we're gonna have to give them more of the company. Exceed the limit of actual.
That's the hypothetical situation. Oh man, that was great. That's so funny.
They're offering them money to buy it. Also,
I know.
Yeah, we gotta pay them.
Right. So fun. And more of the company.
So fun. Okay. So each of you guys will get 1 point for each one that you can name.
Okay.
And the goal here is to see if we can name 10 players who have played for both the Lakers and the Clippers.
Can I go first? I want to go first. I'm ready.
Yep, you're going to go first, Chinadu.
All right, 10 players that played for both the Lakers and the Clippers. Wow.
Before he starts, can I use the answers that he used if he doesn't make it to 10?
No.
Say that again.
You're on 10, buddy.
There might not be 20. I think there is, but there might not. But look, watch his hands. Hands up, Chinadu.
Hands right here, baby. You know what I'm saying? Watch right here. Okay.
Okay. Watch his hands. Okay. Right. Yeah. So we'll go back and forth. So Chinadu, starting with you.
Okay, we'll go back and forth. First of all, Chris Paul, baby. No, I'm joking. I'm over it. Lou Williams. I'm going with Lou Williams.
That is correct.
Then I go?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sean Rooks.
Yes, sir.
Sean Rooks. That's a good one.
Sean Rooks, too.
Correct.
Oh, Wesley Johnson.
Correct.
Carl?
Ronnie Turiaf.
Okay, is that correct?
Good call.
Okay.
That is correct.
Zubac. Thanks, Magic Johnson, for nothing.
Oh, Zubac's a great one.
Shout out to Magic. Shout out to Magic.
Norm Nixon.
Yeah.
Oof.
That's a great one.
Norm Nixon. Took it back. Okay.
He's considered to be one of the greats.
That's true. That one kind of threw me off a little bit. You know what I'm saying? All right. I want to go with Jordan Farmer, right?
Jordan Palmer.
Farmer.
Oh, yes, correct.
Woo!
Yep.
That was a good one, Carl. You forgot about it, to be honest.
How about
a
this
good one?
Little known. Jamal Wilkes.
Jamal Wilkes is correct. Yep. Very good. You guys are tied at 4.
Oof. Man, I thought I had 19. Okay. All right.
There's a huge one out there. There's a big name hanging out there.
Trevor Rees? No. I don't want to land on that. Nope. All right. Damn it. Caron Butler.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, let's go, baby.
Good. Caron Butler's a good one.
Nick Young.
Young, correct.
It is correct. Damn it. Okay. All right.
We're at 10. We just hit 10. Let's see if we can keep going. This is great.
Okay. All right. Okay. Nope. Close. Almost did. No, he didn't. Damn it. Did he? Maurice? Rick Fox? No. Okay. I'm going to go with Sasha Vujacic. Damn it. I don't think he played for Clippers. No.
I don't think so.
Can I take this with one last one?
Yep. Go Chris for Kamen. It.
Who?
Chris Kamen.
Yeah.
Chris Kamen is correct.
It's not fair.
Carl wins by – there's the big name that you guys are missing there that I was referencing before was Lamar Odom.
Big one, bro. How I missed that.
Yeah.
Young years, that was before y'all for nothing. I remember that.
I know.
Did Quinn Richardson play for both?
No.
Okay.
I don't think he played for the Lakers, did he?
Yeah. Kobe came close to playing for the Clippers, actually.
Yeah. That would have been great. Oh, man, that would have been
great. Awesome. Let's do one more here, and then we're going to check in with DJ Blue Dream. So you guys are each going to get 42 seconds.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to give you a position, and you have to try to name as many players at that position for your team off the top of your head that you can.
Just for our team.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's hard.
All right.
All right, Carl, you go first. I need to know why.
No.
I went first last two times.
No. I won last.
Last two times. You go first. I went first the last two times. You go first.
I choose. I won. I choose.
That's not how they choose.
I choose. Go ahead.
James, be the tiebreaker. Right. Who's going first, James? Say, Carl.
Chinadu, you're gonna go first.
Ah,
because you've got this. You've got this. Carl won. It's only fair.
All right, fuck it. But I don't need Carl. Go ahead, man. Look, you know what's happening right now, James? This motherfucker thinking about it. So you have double the time to think about it. But go ahead. No, you're thinking about it. I don't need to see you got them hands. I think you're
great. He won't get the same position though. He won't get the same position.
Okay. He'll
get a completely different position.
All right, let's go.
So,
focus.
Name, Chinadu, name as many, in 42 seconds, as many point guards in Lakers history that you can think of.
All right, Lonzo Ball, D'Angelo Russell, Chris Paul, Derek Fisher, Sasha Vujacic, Ron Harper, Nick Van Exel, Magic Johnson. Oh my God, Byron Scott, Jordan Farmar, Steve Blake. Come on, Derek Collison. I think we had him. Who's our partner right now? Oh shit, Alex Caruso, Rajon Rondo.
And time. Okay, good. That was 14.
That's not good. No, that wasn't 14. That was 13. He said Chris Paul.
It's true, bro.
Oh.
No, he was officially Laker for 24 hours. That's history.
He never is.
He was a Laker for 24 hours, bro. That's history. And I'll never let it go. Rest in peace, David Stern, but fuck you, bro.
All right, Carl.
Now this, I'm not gonna be as good at this.
Wait, how many? How many did I get, James?
What's 14.
You got 14.
That Chris Paul one shouldn't count.
But. That's not enough for Carl. Well, go ahead. Go ahead, Carl.
All right.
I,
so
I may not. I don't think I have this one locked under control.
Let's see. Let's see. 42 seconds. Name as many centers in Clippers history that you can.
Ooh. Benoit Benjamin.
Damn. Look.
Stanley Johnson.
Who are these motherfuckers? Clipper history is trash, bro.
Michael Olakandy. Yep.
Michael Olakandy. Chris Kane. Benoit
Benjamin.
DeAndre Jordan, Ivica Zubac, who else we had at the center position?
Seven.
Time.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, honestly.
Can I steal some?
Yeah.
Elton Brand.
Elton Brand's a power forward. Yep.
Okay, that's true. Okay. He's a power forward. Chris Kaman is a center, right? You didn't say Chris Kaman.
I said Chris Kaman already.
Oh.
Well, that's all time. That's Clipper history, baby.
That's time. So,
good players, dog. You didn't watch those
14
games.
14-7.
Yeah, I have 14 point guards, bro.
That's you always have more points. Name seven centers.
You know, it is too. We trade, we had a lot of trades recently, too. So, a lot of point guards in the span of 4 years.
I love it. Guys, let's check in. Let's check in with DJ Blue Dream, shall we? Let's check in, DJ Blue Dream. Why don't we do a good vibes minute?
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibes.
She's giving me excitation.
Not the bad vibes.
Good.
Bad vibes, get out of here.
DJ Blue Dream's good vibes minute.
All right. I was actually going to show you guys a video of something that I think with this competitive spirit, it's fun to bring back. Let's bring back the thing we did in that producer session that you came up with, James, the movie mashup game. Then maybe,
oh, yeah.
maybe we can call it movie hash-up. I came up with a few more movie hash-ups. The way this works is, I'll give you an example that James did last time. I will tell you, I will give you guys I'll give you guys the log line of a movie. But it's actually going to be two log lines mashed up. And the title will be somehow a combo. So, for example, one I might say a family has to race across the country to get their daughter into a beauty pageant. And when they get there, they undergo a medical procedure to have their memories erased of each other. And the title of that would be Little Miss Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. You know what I mean? Like it's going to be a mashup of two titles. In a certain
okay.
Way.
Question.
Yeah.
Log lines, are they split in half and mashed together? Or is it like one here, one there, then go back to here, go back to here? Like, is it like, you see what I'm saying?
Oh, good question. Yeah, yeah. It's split in half and it'll be in the order of the title. So the first half of the log line will be the first part of the movie. Of thing. The second half will be the second half. And I'll say before whether it's level one or two, like level one will be when the word goes seamlessly into the other. Like, for example, what was another one we did, Jen? Oh, okay. For example, a Sicilian mafia family, a Sicilian mafia family transfers its dynasty to the son who does not want to pay for his daughter's wedding. And that would be Godfather of the Bride, right? So like the words go seamlessly, but whereas Little Miss Sunshine of the Spotless Mind would be level two because we're dropping a word. You know what I mean? I'll let you know. All right,
cool. Are we saying okay, cool. Critically acclaimed area, or are we going anywhere? All right,
going anywhere. Yeah, going anywhere. Okay. And James, you can play too as well, obviously.
Yeah, I want to play along because I don't know these.
All right, okay, here's the first one. This is actually, I should give some credit to J. Michael Best, who came up with a couple of these because I showed him this game. All right. Two special agents must save President Grant from the clutches of a diabolical, wheelchair-bound, steampunk-savvy Confederate scientist when rival New York City gangs go to war with dance.
Wild Wild West Side Story.
You got it, Carl.
Wait, come on.
Wow.
Wait, and it's only two movies, right, Sing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it wasn't X-Men West Side Story? I heard it was. That's a lot.
Oh, the wheelchair bound.
I love that.
I love that.
I see what you're doing. Like, Wild Wild West Side Story, like, it flows so well. It was obviously the answer, but Jenny was so competitive. He was like, are you sure it's not X-Men?
X-Men on the West Side Story.
West Side Story. Are you sure it's not X-Men West Side Story?
X-Men on the West Side, little the fourth story.
That's so funny.
Carl, you're all okay right tonight, maybe because you're sober. All right, next question.
All right, here's another one. A group of animals who spent all their life in a New York zoo end up on an island off the coast of East Africa where a determined Cuban immigrant takes over a drug cartel and gets addicted to coke. I'll give it to you again. A group of animals who spent all their life in a New York City zoo end up in the jungles of an island off the coast of Africa, where a determined Cuban immigrant takes over a drug cartel and gets addicted to coke.
I know this one. The Godfather of Madagascar.
Ooh, no, but you're right on one of the counts. I will say
Madagascar Scarface.
You got it. I'll give it to you.
Oh, shit.
Madagascar Face.
You wanted to send it to Africa, but that wasn't it. Come on, Carl, step your game up.
Dude, that's just like a Laker fan. Talk crap when they get their ass beat, and then as soon as they get one win, they go.
It's the game of
Okay.
I love it.
There's another one. Let's see. Best way to phrase this. Okay, this might be a little tricky, maybe easy. A San Francisco police officer is assigned to take down the Scorpio killer when he is recruited to join a school of wizardry.
Wait, one more time.
A San Francisco police detective is assigned to take down the Scorpio killer and is then recruited to join a school of witchcraft and wizardry.
Oh, okay. I got it too. Go ahead, James.
Carl?
Dirty Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Damn, bro. My head was, I was on some like Scorpion King. Okay. That's right. I don't know what San Francisco cops.
The thing for me was San Francisco, because I've never seen Dirty Harry, but I knew he was a San Francisco cop. That's the only thing I was like, oh, yeah. Otherwise, I would have had no clue.
I know
it's Harry. It's also like, that's what once you get one of them, I feel like then sometimes the word
then you can start
another one.
To like reverse engineer it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. I'll give you another one. This one is maybe like a level two, a little bit, like it's a, you know, now the words don't necessarily flow directly, so this is a level two question.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Sure. Let me just make sure I have this log line correct, because I and fuck it up. Okay. Okay. Let me word this right. Okay. I think you guys will get this. Five high school students meet in Saturday detention and discover that they have more in common than they thought with an underground club where they box other men.
I know. 16 candles in a fight club.
So close.
That's not it?
The first part is so close because it's the same director, but it's not the movie.
Breakfast Fight Club.
You got it. The Breakfast Fight Club. That's right.
What?
What did I say? Oh shit.
Bro, I meant the Breakfast Club.
16 candles in a fight club.
Bro, is that a movie? 16 candles?
Yes. Also, John Hughes.
What's that movie about? What's that movie about?
We just told you what it was about. It's about a group of kids at detention.
No, not 16 candles. Each other. Breakfast Club. I'm talking about 16 candles. What's that movie about?
The same 16 group. Candles.
It's their birthday.
It's Molly Ringwald's like 16th birthday. And then there's just a bunch of embarrassing shit happens to her.
Bro, I meant Breakfast Club. I swear I meant it. Damn. That's why my title didn't make sense in my head. I was like, I don't make sense.
Honestly, though, 16 candles in a fight club, that's a fucking film. That's a movie.
All right, I have one last one. Right. Okay, so we'll return to sort of a little bit of mob territory. Okay. A contrast between the problems of a young mafia don contrasted with the rise of his immigrant father in turn of the century New York, when he disguises himself as a woman to try and further his acting career.
One more time.
Okay, yeah. This movie contrasts the problems of a young mafia don with the rise of his immigrant mafia father, who dresses up as a woman in order to further his acting career. And this one's a level one, so the words flow.
I think I know. Is it Godfather Tootsie?
Yes, but part. The Godfather Part Tootsie. That's right.
Godfather Part Tootsie.
I was going to say Godfather Tootsie, too. I wasn't gonna
Yeah, say. I think it counts. I think that counts.
Godfather so it's not the Doubtfire Gangs of New York? Nah, this game is hard.
I do love all your guesses.
Your next favorite, dude, I want you to go on so many game shows. I just want to watch you do game shows high.
I dream. I just want to be on Family Feud high as hell. You know what I'm saying?
just so I can see you, just so I can watch you on every game show, just go like, well, are you sure it's not? It's my favorite. It's the best.
I'm Jeopardy after everyone's answer to every question.
I know.
Okay. I'll be the guy who's like killing it for my family. That I'll be like the third guy. You're like, come on, or come on. I'm like, I'm
oh man, good vibes. That's that game is good vibes. I like that game.
Yeah.
Thank you, DJ Blue Dream.
Yeah.
Let's jump to this last comedic challenge here, you guys. This is called Reefer Radio Madness.
Oh, is that not the plane?
Nope.
You guys hear anything? Sound effect. Did I turn it off? Mm-mm. Oh, sorry. I turned it off. Sorry.
All good.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Was that a blunt? What was it?
What was that, Carl? That was like a straw.
Oh.
Is that what that is? Oh, here we go.
That's it.
What happened?
I just love that. We're waiting for DJ Blue Dream's sound effect, and when he finally pulled it up for the segment, it was just a radio signal.
I thought it was worth it.
It was worth it, man. It was totally worth it. That was my favorite part.
I do love how you switch sunglasses for each segment. I appreciate that. It's like a cool.
I got them both on right now.
Oh shit! Oh yeah! Nice. You probably can't see anything. You've seen nothing this entire show.
Third eye is open, my brother. I don't need to see it.
For this segment, you guys are co-hosts of a call-in sports radio show called Everything But the Game. It's a radio show where you talk about everything in sports except the sports themselves. You talk about halftime shows, bathroom lines, fans, mascots, parking, all that sort of stuff. Does that make sense?
Yep. Cool.
Great. Turn my camera off here. And DJ Blue Dream, do you want to give them maybe a little bit of intro music?
Yeah, I'll leave y'all in.
This is the radio show, Everything But the Game.
Welcome back to Everything But the Game. I'm your host, Skip Payless.
It's Sabero Jackson. That's right, Sabero Jackson.
Sabero Jackson here, former NFL player for the New York Jets.
Yes.
Sabero,
mm-hmm.
Did you watch some of that NBA bubble action this week?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? First of all, the game against the Milwaukee Bucks. Before I get to that, did you know that Milwaukee is actually the pace that has the most iguanas?
I tell you one thing, Sombrero, I've gone to Milwaukee before.
Yeah.
It was so cold, my toes broke off, and I had to warm them back up and put them in a blanket and eat them like a snack.
That sounds – have you ever had a pig in a blanket? Speaking of pigs.
I have had a pig in a blanket. I like to dip them in syrup.
You know, me personally, I like my pigs on the couch. Okay.
Sombrero always the joker. Action up. Lakers versus Portland. Sombrero, I had some real thoughts about this game.
Yeah.
One of the things I thought about this game was, do you think in that bubble they're eating lemonade or strawberry lemonade? Slushies.
Well, I mean, considering that Florida is a place that lives on the edge, I would expect them to be drinking strawberry lemonade, hands down, man's down.
Sombrero, a true comedian.
100%. Now, question for you, Skip Payless. Where do you think the Clippers can take this season?
I'll tell you one where the Clippers can take this season. Right here on my beard, I'm growing a quarantine. The Clippers can take this down a bit.
You want the Clippers to put their season ends right on your beard? Is that what's going on here? You put the whole team?
Sombrero, you a real card. Let's take a look at the Stanley Cup playoffs. Hockey. Sombrero, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh. Skip Bayless, please speak your mind.
When you see the hockey players do that thing where they go sideways and shoot a bunch of ice, imagine if you caught some of that ice and poured some mango puree on top of it, some strawberry syrup, something like that. You could have yourself a real good, real nice snowball.
Skip, let me tell you something. That sounds delicious. You know what hockey reminds me of when they push each other against the wall? That reminds me when I was little, I just see my grandma back it up with my granddaddy and they thought I was asleep. It was an interesting time in my life.
Oh, Sombrero, that sounds like child abuse.
All depends on the country. You know what I mean. All right, now.
That's great for Radio Madness. I love that it just became like trying to avoid talking about the game, not indulging in like other aspects of sports, but like just don't want to talk about them. It's really funny.
Yeah. Reaper Radio Madness, or as Shinadu would call it,
weed with madness propaganda.
Are you sure it's not called that?
Are you sure that's not the show name of the game?
All right, guys. So last, out of curiosity, I think this would be fun because you guys have been kind of like, you know, going back and forth, being competitive and stuff about the Lakers and the Clippers. So I'm going to switch it up on you a little bit. And Carl, starting with you, you have 1 minute to make a case for why people should root for the Lakers.
Okay.
That's and then Sombrero Jackson, you'll do the opposite afterwards and try to convince people to root for the Clippers.
100%.
Awesome. Whenever you're ready, Carl.
Listen, let me tell you guys something. There's a sporting event in this town that's loaded with history. Loaded with history. Years and years. Championships. Winning. Synonymous with the colors purple and gold. They have had some of the greatest players in the history of the NBA all play for their team. And you know your worth. You're an elitist. You think you're better than everybody already. You don't argue fairly, and you know that you're always right. This is the team you. Have you never wanted to work hard for anything in your life? You deserve everything. Have you ever had a year of setbacks, many years of setbacks, but as soon as you get a little inch of a new success, you get all the upset and go back to being a dickhead? This team is for you. I recommend you strap on the purple and gold and become a soldier for the army of Los Angeles Lakers.
I love it. I love it.
That was great.
Brilliant. All right, Chinadu. Same 1 minute to convince people why they should become a fan of the Los Angeles Clippers.
100%. Are you a person that likes depression? If you love feeling horrible and your activity to escape is actually worst day of your life, well, boy, oh boy, do I have a team for you, okay? If you just hate it when other people win, you're just never happy for others, and you want other people to dive into your misery because misery loves company, boy, do I have the team for you. Let me tell you about the Clippers. You see, they're a team to root for if you enjoy abusive relationships. You know, if you're stuck in something that you know you should just pack your shit and go, but you can't. You feel like you just owe it to a person that never's done nothing for you. All they do is just make you drive home fast and drunk. You get home, you kick your dog because it just seems like the world is against you. You stop believing in God because of this team. But then it is a team for you. Buy a jersey now. They're pay you this for $36 for you to wear their jerseys in public.
Oh, man. Well, those were a couple ringing endorsements.
I love to hear from our viewers who convinced you more.
who are you going to root for next? Yeah.
Sound off in the chat whenever you see this. There's a slight delay, so we can move on while the answer's coming.
Guys, this is a blast. This is super fun. I keep looking at your names. It's making me laugh. What a blast. How are you guys doing? I know, Carl, your knees are probably pretty stoned right now.
They're floating, man. My knees are floating. My knees need some Cheetos.
Chinadu, how's that edible hitting?
You know, it's a bit like Mike Tyson back in his days when he was a little bit of a strapping young fella. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's hitting hard, is what you're saying.
No, it's hitting.
Smidge.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Just a two.
Well, thanks for coming out, you guys. We really appreciate it. Where Chinadu, where can people find you? Is there follow you on social media or anything that you're doing coming up? Anything you want to plug?
Yeah, they can find me in Inglewood. That's where I'm at currently. My IG is Chinadu Unaka, Chinedu Unaka. My Twitter is Damn It Carl. Follow me on that. And, yeah. Other than that, man, oh yeah, download my comedy album, Mostly Kidding. That's everywhere that you listen to things. Other than that, man, yeah. Be safe.
Oh yeah. How about you, Carl?
I deleted Twitter, so you can't follow me on there. But you can follow me on Instagram at Damn It Carl and download my comedy album. I'm not kidding. I'm seriously having a heart attack up here.
Great. This is great, you guys, and you can check us out I'm2FNHigh.com or at I'm2FNHigh on Twitter or Instagram. Thanks again for coming out, you guys. Stay 2FNHigh. We'll see you next week.
Ever wanted to hear from the neighbor at 9 Cloverfield Lane? Or what if I told you that Dr. Loomis's worst patient wasn't Michael Myers? I'm Adam Peacock, host of the podcast My Neighbors Are Dead. Join me each week as I talk to the lesser-known characters from your favorite horror films. Each week is an all-new, fully improvised journey into the unknown featuring friends and luminaries from the worlds of comedy, horror, and beyond. New episodes every Tuesday on Campfire Media. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
Campfire.